Leaders in the House began debating the budget conference report at 10 a.m. today. Appropriations Chair Nelson Dollar began by presenting what the bill stands for.
This conference report represents a compromise between the House position and the Senate position. You have to be able to give in a negotiation. You have to be able to stand on your principles and those things that you believe are most critical and most important. Members of this House, I believe that we have stood on those things that were most critical and most important.
The most important issue for leaders in the House and Senate was increasing teacher pay. Originally, the Senate wanted pay raises of 11% on average. The House wanted 6%. Dollar said the 7% average raise both chambers settled on is a good compromise. He also mentioned that the budget provides $3 million for the World War II-era USS North Carolina in Wilmington, which is in need of repairs.
It ensures that our budget foundation, just like we're ensuring with our battleship, is going to be sound and ready to sail into the future, a bright future with a better economy.
But Democrats disagree.
It's not sustainable. We all know it.
Larry Hall is the minority leader of the House.
You know, there's a saying out there about chicken salad. They say you can make chicken salad out of chicken feathers. Well, this budget is chicken feathers. Kind of fluffy, looks good, no substance when you test it.
Hall says the money used for teacher raises compromises other programs, including the Department of Health and Human Services. The budget cuts funding for DHHS by about $16 million. It decreases funding for Medicaid by about $135 million, mostly in the form of cuts to providers. The UNC system will receive some money for specific programs, but must also cut $76 million over the biennium. And Hall reminded his colleagues about a recent report by legislative staff projecting that tax cuts passed by lawmakers last year will bring in $700 million less to the state's coffers.
We got figures last week that showed projections that revenue would be down. That trend will continue. So we know over a period of time what we're looking at. Increasing population, increasing need for services.
Besides the revenue issue, other lawmakers said they know this budget isn't perfect. Republican Representative Brian Holloway is an appropriations chair. He said he would vote for it.
Is it what I would put together personally in every facet? No, but I don't think a single person in here could ever say that. That's why we have a legislative process. We have 120 members. We've got the Senate. Sometimes I think I could live without the Senate. Actually, I know I could live without the Senate.
Holloway joked he'd like to slip something into the budget to make the legislature unicameral with the House in control. It's clear the tension between both chambers hampered lawmakers' ability to finish this session in a timely fashion. But at this point, everyone is ready to go home. At a press conference earlier this afternoon, Governor McCrory said he was grateful to lawmakers for spending so many long nights to finish the budget.
There are several issues that I refuse to compromise on, and I'm pleased to say that this budget falls within their parameters where I do not need to veto this bill, and I'll be proud to sign it.
Lawmakers must vote one more time to approve the budget before they send it to the governor. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.